for some weeks, we're looking at 40 keys of effective deliverance. In Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Luke 4:18. We'll be looking at this cardinal ministry of Jesus Christ. And we've already covered 20 keys for effective deliverance. Luke chapter 4 verse 18. It says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the broken hearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. We have looked at the issue of deliverance, how it is one of the threefold ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm praying for somebody here today that any power that does not want to let you go shall be embarrassed and disgraced in the name of Jesus. Let that amen roar like thunder. Can you close your eyes and raise up your two hands and say, every foundational covenant speaking bondage into my life. Can you say that loud and clear? Is that the loudest you can say it? Scatter in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name we pray. We have explained that deliverance is spiritual warfare. And deliverance has brought so many benefits to so many people. To so many individuals. To so many communities. Animate things could need deliverance. Inanimate objects may need deliverance. Communities may need deliverance. Environments may need deliverance. Deliverance brings so many benefits. It leads to termination of satanic oppression. It yields vibrant spiritual life. It makes holiness to become easier. There are some people who talk holiness, 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 no deliverance. That holiness will be very difficult. Because the Bible says, for deliverance that come from Mount Zion. And then with holiness, with those two things, you possess a possession. So if you are holy, you still have to join that deliverance to it. Deliverance gives dominion over every power of the enemy. It removes so much veil of ignorance. It gives rapid breakthroughs. It gives financial advancement. It gives good health. For example, if you know about personal deliverance, you can get the book if you don't know about it. Anytime you have a dream you don't like, or you are attacked in the dream, you just follow the procedure in that book. Whatever has been done will be cancelled. is a benefit of deliverance.
Anfani itusile lo je.
Deliverance can yield overall peace.
Itusile o le mu alafia gbogbogbo wa.
And in many situations, I've seen deliverance canceling untimely death.
Ni opolopo igba ni mo ti pe itusile o fagile iku itojo.
It cancels untimely death.
O fagile iku itojo.
And it's a very serious situation.
Ọrun abi iku to si le.
As a family of 5 people.
Ebi kan wa kan je marun ninu ebi na.
The first person in the family ran mad.
Ẹni kini to wa ninu ebi se lo yawe.
One day,
lojo kan,
he ran into an oncoming vehicle.
Lo ba sa lo si enu moto to nbo lokan.
The vehicle crushed his head.
Oko na orun lori.
He died.
Oku sibe.
Second person ran mad.
Ẹni keji na,
same family, same father, same mother.
Ninu ebi kan na, baba kan na, iya kan na.
One day too,
o tun dojo kan,
he ran into an oncoming vehicle.
O na ba lo so ayokele oko ayokele kan.
The head crushed.
Ni ori re ba fo.
The most pathetic one was the third one, a female.
Eto pa ninu je ninu re ni to di obirin to wa laarin.
She went up to the roof.
Ohun po ki lo soke aja.
Nobody knows how she got to the roof.
O se to mo bo se di oke aja yi.
And she tumbled down.
Ase be lo po ki ti lo si sori kodo sile.
Crashed as car.
Ori re pari re fufo.
And that was the end of that one.
Ibe lo na pari aye.
So it was number 4 and number 5 that they ran here.
Ikerin ati ikarun won no sadi gbadigba.
They live in the Ijebu area of Nigeria. They ran here.
Lagbegbe Ijebu lo de Nigeria ni won gbe.
Three gone.
O meta ti lo.
Two more.
Oku meji.
Two more.
Oku meji.
We started praying with them. And true, in the night, the fourth one, they came to him and said, it's your turn. It's your turn. You need to run mad. And we need to break that your skull. Because your fathers have covenanted that all the children must break the skull and die. That is why I asked you to pray that anti-covenant prayer. Can you shout this again loud and clear? Covenants of my father's house.
Majemu idile baba mi.
Assigned to bury my destiny.
Onyo, that is the ayomo mi si.
Die in the name of Jesus.
Eku ni oruko Jesu.
Die in the name of Jesus.
Eku ni oruko Jesu.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Ni oruko Jesu lagbadura.
He spoke to the person.
Ba ni so.
That was in the past.
Only but don't lay it.
Not now. You have killed three.
At the parameter,
you can't touch me.
Hey, only for what come me?
Go back to yourself.
Hey, pad. So the motor run him.
So that one did not run mad.
He was swimming.
He didn't break his head.
Before Ori Ara.
When they failed on number 4.
The bat you want buy could not pad. Any carry.
Went to number 5.
Want to any car run lo?
A lady.
Arabian.
That lady now showed them pepper.
Arabian. Lo wa kodi wa wa mabu.
So now it's your turn.
Only see you want to come.
To run mad
Yahweh,
and to break your skull according to the agreement signed by your father. Say it is your father. Your father that has signed the agreement. This is your skull that shall break. And the creatures of assaulted before her smash his own skull. The only way that those two could be delivered was deliverance. So I'm praying for anyone here.
Under
the covenant, conscious or unconscious of untimely death, that you should be released now in the name of Jesus. A sevenfold
night.
Deliverance grieves environmental dominion.
It
gives productive prayer life. It gives material prosperity. Deliverance reduces crime. Crime. Because practically all criminals
are
possessed. I don't know how many of you have gone to the prison to minister before. I have been there to minister. I have not seen one prisoner in that prison, like the one I went, who was not demonized. And if you are not a strong minister, you better don't try prison deliverance. In fact, the last one that I was present, the first man that started praying, there was no pulpit, there was just a table. Ran, with his eyes closed, he ran to the front. He picked up the table. The table that has my Bible on it. Picked up that table and banged the table on his head.
Until
his head came out
from
inside the table, showing the level of deliverance that is needed. Now, if there is a demon inside somebody that can make him to carry table and bang it on his own head until the head was shooting out of the table, you know, that kind of fellow can waste anybody. If he can waste himself, he can waste anybody. Deliverance, we reduce natural hazard. Because the ground is a neutral body. It is human beings who pollute land. We pollute the land. We pour libation on land. Deliverance will barricade against plagues and epidemics. I want you to understand this very well. Deliverance will make men to possess their possession. It brings open heavens. It brings marital and career breakthrough. There are many, many people who would never have married if not for the ministry of deliverance. These are very tough times. These are very difficult periods. The enemy is on rampage. And let me announce to you that bread and butter, easy going, diabetic Christianity, carefree Christianity, will not stand in these last days. The Lord has not called us to a party, but to a battle. I'm praying that in every battle that shall involve you, you will be an overcomer. In the name of Jesus. So we're giving various definitions of deliverance. We're giving almost 50 definitions here of what deliverance is. And I don't want you to have a wrong impression about it. Deliverance is to force the enemy to vomit what they have swallowed in your life. Deliverance is to render the powers divining against you mad. Deliverance is to break away the enchantment of the enemy. Deliverance is to force territorial powers to vomit what they had swallowed. Deliverance is to deliver your destiny from the power of your father's house. We have given so many definitions. and praying. And as many people are passing Ghana there this morning, anywhere the enemy is hiding in anyone's life, let them be exposed and disgraced in the name of
Jesus.
Can you raise your hand and pray this serious deliverance prayer? Any connection between me and any dead person, can you say that loud and clear? Any evil connection between me and any dead person, break in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decrease. Any connection between me, evil connection between me and any dead person, break in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. So if you wish to know the 20 keys we have covered, go and buy the tape. I continue from number 21 today. Repentance brings deliverance. That's key 21. Repentance brings deliverance. Can I hear the sister say that? How about the brothers? The brothers are not saying it loud. Sister, say it loud. You see, repentance is a powerful word in scripture. Powerful word. After 400 years of divine silence in the Bible, because After the close of the Old Testament to the open of the New Testament, for 400 years, God did not talk to anybody. After 400 years of that divine silence, the first cry that will come from God is repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Is the first cry. After 400 years of silence, God shouted about deliverance. So the 21st key towards total deliverance is actually total repentance. Perfect repentance requires you being truthful in that area that is in question. You must be specific. Without being truthful, you cannot be set free. Because it's the truth that sets free. The Bible says, you shall know the truth. And the truth you know shall set you free. The Bible says, if you are confessing your sin, don't do general confession. Confess it name by name, specifically, so that you can be forgiven. No one can see a demon in operation until repentance is complete in that area of your life. I say that again. No one can actually see that demon in operation until repentance is complete in that area of your life.
nínú agbègbè ayé rẹ.
Complete or true repentance.
Ìrònú pìwàrà tó pé tó sì jẹ́ òótọ́.
Is very essential in deliverance.
Ó ṣe pàtàkì nínú ọ̀rọ̀ ìtúsílẹ̀.
For without that proper foundation,
nítorí pé láì sí ìpìlẹ̀ tó péye,
the bad spirits will always come back.
Àwọn ẹ̀mí tí ò dára wo máa padà wá.
Bad spirits will find their ways back.
Àwọn ẹ̀mí búburú wọ́n wá ìwò padà.
I'll give an example.
Mo fún yín ní àpẹẹrẹ.
A lady in Jamaica.
Obìnrin kan ní ìlú Jamaica.
Had a problem.
Ó ní ìṣòro kan.
She had gone to Bible college.
Ó ti lọ sílé ẹ̀kọ́
bíbélì. Because of this problem, she went to Bible college.
Nítorí ìṣòro tó ní, ó lọ sílé ẹ̀kọ́ bíbélì.
She had a first degree.
Ó ní kẹ́kọ̀ọ́ gboyè.
She had a master's in Bible.
Kẹ́kọ̀ọ́ gboyè
kejì. In theology.
Nínú ìmọ̀ bíbélì.
But she had a problem.
Ó ní ìṣòro kan.
Whether she was asleep.
Bóyá ó ń sùn ni.
Whether she was awake.
Àbò ó wà lójú ayé.
Something was sleeping with her.
Ẹnu nǹkan kan ó ń ba ní àṣepọ̀.
Something was having sex with her. Whether she's sleeping, whether she's awake.
Ó ba ní àṣepọ̀ bóyá lójú ayé ni tàbí lójú orun ni.
Anywhere she was.
Ibi yóò tó bá wà.
She was always uncomfortable.
O ara rẹ̀ ò kí ń lélẹ̀.
And as far as she's standing or sitting or sleeping.
Tó bá dìde dúró tàbí tó ń sùn.
Something is getting in and out and out of her.
Nǹkankan ó ń wọ ẹnu rẹ̀, ó sì ń jáde ní inú.
And she sought for solution.
Ó sì wo ojútùú.
She didn't find a solution.
Rí ojútùú.
She went to Bible college.
Ó lọ sílé ẹ̀kọ́ bíbélì.
She thought they would cover something like that at the Bible college.
Ó rò pé wọn ó kọ́ wọn ní ẹ̀kọ́ nípa nǹkan báyìí nílé ẹ̀kọ́ bíbélì.
The first time she asked a question.
Ìgbà kíní tó béèrè ìbéèrè.
From the Bible teacher.
Látọ̀dọ̀ olùkọ́ni bíbélì yìí.
That sir.
Bí alàgbà.
What do you describe somebody having constant sex and you don't see the person having sex with you?
Báwo lẹ ṣe ṣe àpèjúwe ẹni tó ní àṣepọ̀ láti ìgbà dé ìgbà? Ẹni tó bá ní àṣepọ̀ yìí kò sì rí.
The Bible teacher said.
Olùkọ́ Bíbélì sọ wípé.
I hope you are not the one.
Ó dá mi lójú pé kì í ṣe ìwọ o.
So if you are the one.
Tó bá yẹ pé ìwọ ni.
Go and see a psychiatric doctor.
Lọ rí ọni tó ń ṣe ìwòsàn ọpọlọ.
You are already running mad.
Nítorí pé lọ́wọ́lọ́wọ́ yìí ò ti ń sinwin lọ.
So she kept quiet.
Pàpànù mọ́.
She didn't talk to anybody again.
Abẹ́ ẹnikẹ́ni sọ̀rọ̀ mọ́.
She began to search on the internet.
Ó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí wò lórí ẹ̀rọ ayélujára.
Where they talk about things like this.
Ibi tí wọ́n ti mẹ́nu kọ́rù nǹkan báyìí.
That was what brought her.
Eléyìí ló wá mu.
To the site of mountain of fire.
Wá sí agbègbè tí orí ìpinnu àtiṣe ìyanu.
She got a visa.
Nígbà tó bá gba ìwé ìwọ̀lú.
And came to Nigeria alone by
herself. Ó bá ṣá nìkan wá sí orílẹ̀-èdè Nàìjíríà.
And went to prayer city by herself.
Fún ara rẹ̀ ó lọ sí ìlú àdúrà.
From Jamaica.
Láti orílẹ̀-èdè Jamaica.
She joined the deliverance.
Ó darapọ̀ mọ́ àwọn tó ń ṣe ìtúsílẹ̀.
She spoke to a minister there. The pastor to join the deliverance.
Ó bá ẹ̀ṣin lọ́rùn kan sọ̀rọ̀ níbẹ̀.
She joined the deliverance.
Ó darapọ̀ mọ́ wọn tó ń ṣe ìtúsílẹ̀.
The first day of the deliverance.
Ní ọjọ́ kìíní tó ń ṣe ìtúsílẹ̀ yìí.
The deliverance minister now called a prayer point.
Ìránṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run tí ń ṣe ètò ìtúsílẹ̀ wá pé kókó àdúrà.
He said, "Thou power."
Pé ìwà agbára.
Of spirit husband and spirit wife.
Ti ọkọ ọrun àti ti ayé ọrun.
Da!
Kú!
Everybody began to pray.
Gbogbo èèyàn bá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí gba àdúrà.
But she didn't want to pray the prayer.
Ṣùgbọ́n wọn ò fẹ́ gba àdúrà yìí.
Because she said,
"Ah,
what kind of error is this?"
Irú àṣìṣe wo leléyìí?
What kind of theology is this?
Irú ẹ̀kọ́ bíbélì wo leléyìí?
Spirits don't die.
Àwọn ẹ̀mí kì í kú.
Why are these people saying they should die?
Ẹ ṣe tí àwọn èèyàn wá sọ pé kán kú.
What kind of prayer is this?
Irú àdúrà wo leléyìí?
So from my knowledge of theology, this is theologically wrong.
Nínú àwọn ẹ̀kọ́ bíbélì tí mo ti rí nípa ẹ̀kọ́ bíbélì, eléyìí lòdì.
But something said to her.
Gbọ́n kankan wí fún.
There is no harm in trying. Pray it.
Kò sí ní tó burú mẹ́rin bá gbìyànjú gbá.
So she closed her eyes.
Ó bá di ojú rẹ̀.
She only prayed once.
Nǹkan péré ló gbà.
Thou power.
Ìwà agbára.
Of spirit husband and spirit wife.
Ti ẹ̀mí ọkọ ọrun àti ayọ̀ ọrun.
Immediately she prayed it once.
Ní kété tó gbà á ní ẹ̀kan ṣoṣo.
God opened her eyes.
Ọlọ́run là á lójú.
And she saw this giant man.
Ló bá rí ọkùnrin tó fìrì mọ̀ yìí.
With a reproductive organ as big as that of the horse.
Pẹ̀lú nǹkan ọmọkùnrin tó tóbi bí ti ẹṣin.
And she saw that the ground opened.
Ó wá rí pé ilẹ̀ lanu.
And was swallowing the man small small.
Ó sì ń gbé ọkùnrin náà mọ̀.
Little by little.
Ó ń gbé mi ní ìṣísẹ̀ntẹ̀.
When she saw that one.
Nígbà tó rélé yìí.
She was alarmed.
Ó pe àkíyèsí rẹ̀.
This is the man that has been troubling me.
Kí ṣe ọkùnrin tó ń yọ mí lẹ́nu lélẹ́yìí.
She now started the prayer.
Ó wá ṣe sùgbọ́n bẹ̀rẹ̀ àdúrà
rẹ̀. All other prayer points they call.
Gbogbo kókó àdúrà.
She was more interested.
Kò nífẹ̀ẹ́ sí.
She spoke to the only prayer point.
Ó bá
dúró kókó àdúrà. They changed the prayer point. She refused to change.
Wọ́n yí kókó àdúrà padà, ó sì ń gbá sí rẹ̀ lọ.
So the people left her alone.
Àwọn èèyàn bá fi lọ́rùn sílẹ̀.
She continued.
Tẹ̀síwájú.
She found that the more she prayed.
Ó di pé òun ti ń gba àdúrà sí.
The more the man enters the ground.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni ọkùnrin wọ inú rẹ̀ lọ.
So she didn't want to keep quiet.
Nípa báyìí kò fẹ́ pa
mọ́. Nor change that prayer point.
Ó yí kókó àdúrà padà.
Until that man was buried.
Títí wọ́n fi sin.
So she continued.
Ó bá tẹ̀síwájú.
Until the man now enter the ground.
And
the ground closed. And all those sexual reaction in our body stopped. I'm praying for somebody right today. Every stubborn strong man assigned to trouble you shall be buried alive in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
That's not where I'm going. When she was about to leave
presidency,
she began to beg them. Can I see Dr. Olukoya?
So she said me,
I've read his books. I've been here to pray. Can I see him? You write a letter. So she wrote. I invited her. And she told me this testimony. And I asked her one question. Do you watch pornography?
Sir,
man of God, that is my weakness.
I said,
that weakness has to go. If you keep watching that pornography, be sure that man you saw that entered the grand
place
will not only come back, he will bring seven more hefty men now looking like elephants to deal with you, until she repented in that area. The problem did not completely stop. When you drop, listen to me very well. When you drop a sinful activity, you drop a sinful activity in your flesh, you drop it, you don't do it again. The spirit attached to it will no longer have a legal hold upon you. There are many of us here now. We need to go and buy a good padlock and lock up our mouth. Because it's that man that is putting you in trouble. Some need to learn how to close their eyes. Some need to sit down and analyze the way they think. Some need to sit down and get rid of all malice. Some need to sit down and get rid of all anger. Some need to sit down and get rid of all hatred, all sexual immorality. Until you drop that sinful activity, the evil powers attached to it will not release you. If they go because of the fire power on deliverance ground, they will come back when you get home. And this is a very, very serious matter. And this is a sort of warning.
To
so many people. Some of them call themselves workers here. The mountain of fire and miracles ministry is not a place where you play with sin and you are ministering, you are a worker. You are looking for huge trouble. Huge trouble. Because you are living a life of sin. And you are praying those prayers we are praying. It's a problem. It's a problem. So you are saying, up, up, Jesus. Down, down, Satan.
Look, Satan is here.
I trample upon Satan. This and that and that and that. But there is something in your life. You ought to have dropped. You did not drop it. And you are shouting. This, that, that. This, that, that. You have to be very careful. Very, very careful. The great Apostle Babalola,
Apostle Babalola Lani,
was in a village in the southwest.
And
his practice was that any time he got to a place,
He
will ask them to take him to the river, the drink in that place. There was no pipe water those days. So they took him to this river and they drank in the village. And as he got there, with a big smile on his face,
said,
"Well, if you know that you are possessed, a witch, a wizard, you are double personality."
He
said, "Please, when I pray on this water, don't drink it." But there was a woman there. They call her mother in Israel. The mother of the church. She knew who she was. But she dared the word of the prophet. She drank the water. Right there, she somersaulted. Right there, she took off her clothes. Right there, people saw that apart from female reproductive organs, she had two male reproductive organs. She was exposed and disgraced. You don't do the work of God deceitfully and with sin. You will be exposed and disgraced. This is why the message of repentance is the most important message now. Ignorance of the principles of repentance has produced much sorrow. An unrepentant person is a failure in the school of prayer. It's also a failure in the school of spiritual warfare. Every hidden, concealed, and unconfessed, and unforsaken sin makes you a laughing stock in the eye of the enemy. Every hidden sin, concealed sin, unconfessed sin, unforsaken sin, just makes you a laughing stock in the eyes of the enemy. And I pray that the enemy will not laugh you to scorn in the name of Jesus. Unfortunately, these days in our churches, the word repentance has disappeared from church. Ministers rarely call their congregation to sorrow over their sin or to mourn over the wounding of the Lord whom they say they serve.
And
I fear that we are leading masses of unrepentant people onto false peace. And genuine conviction for sin is lacking. Present day ministers are offering salvation to those who have not repented. Ministers have promoted men into positions who have lost hidden in their pockets. And many churches are focusing on remedy, while ignoring the disease. In the 20th century church, repentance is becoming almost irrelevant. And many churches will offer prescription without providing surgery. People come to church on Sunday and display and shout and pray, but they go back right into their sin on Monday. This is why some spirits have decided not to leave. and they are troubling so many lives. Can you raise up your right hand where you are?
And
pray this prayer the way we prayed it many years back. And many people receive instant deliverance. Say, ladders of witchcraft. In my life. Can I hear you shouting this loud? Your voice is not loud enough. Die! In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Listen, beloved. This is very important. Because without this repentance, it's like you leave the airport in position. And you say the plane should not land. Once airports are destroyed, planes don't land. Once you perfect repentance in a particular area of your life, demons cannot operate there again. They will have to go. Repentance is not the sorrow of a thief who was caught red-handed with stolen property and is now terrified of the consequences. That's not repentance.
He's
just feeling sorry. Repentance is not reluctant apology of a person who has been proved wrong. Repentance is not the regret of sorrow experienced by a person who has made a mistake. Repentance is not the action of a person who was forced to admit that he was wrong. Repentance is not stopping of a particular sin because of certain circumstances. Somebody stopped drinking or smoking for health reasons. It's not repentance.
He
just stopped drinking because he wants to live long. The truth is this. Anybody is still drinking alcohol, you cut yourself off from the prophetic anointing. You remain a bat Christian for life. You can't say anything. Bat for life. Don't say anything because Scripture forbid all prophets from touching alcohol. Repentance is not just sorrow or feeling sorry. Repentance is not just feeling sorry because what you did made you to look bad. We call that false repentance. That's the repentance of Judas. Who saw that? The man I said he should arrest. That I thought he would demonstrate his power and take over the kingdom. Has submitted himself like a goat.
And
he felt sorry. His first repentance. Let me make some statements for you.
Again, we are
before we start praying now. Every true prophet of the Most High God preached repentance. God wants everyone to repent. And repentance has a time limit. One day will come when it will become unavailable. Then repentance, which has no tear in the eye, no money for sin in the heart, is a repentance that needs to be repented of. The truly repentant person hates all his sins, not just one. So for repentance to be complete, it must be total. It must be total. What is repentance? It's total sacrifice. Total surrender of yourself to obey and submit to the word of God in all situations. Total sacrifice. Total surrender of yourself to obey and submit to the word of God in all situations. Repentance is to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow Christ daily. Repentance is to come to Jesus broken, humble, helpless, hopeless, unworthy, just looking for the man of Galilee to help you. Repentance is to turn around and go in the opposite direction. You have been going to one direction, you now made a roundabout turn.
If you can look or just tell it, tell it, oh, why you father, father, father.
Repentance is to have godly sorrow for your sin. Repentance is painful awareness.
Oh, dear.
A person's bad behavior or spiritual poverty. Repentance is hating those things you once loved. Repentance is your hand releasing the filthy objects it clung to in the past. Repentance is the sinner raising the white flag of I surrender all. A complete reversal of one's attitude and values. But if you keep doing something, you gave somebody a dirty slap. Tell your slapping me. Say, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. 5 minutes later, another slap. Say, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. 5 minutes, another slap. After some time, the person will say, you are not serious. This is what most of us do with God. We must make up our mind that the practice of willful sin must stop. Not that it must reduce. It must stop. That is, the lying must stop. Deceitfulness must stop. The stealing must stop. Hatred must stop. Sex outside marriage must stop. Fornication must stop. We must recognize and admit to ourselves that we have sinned and we decide to stop. We must confess that our particular sin and stop. You stop it. If you do not stop it, you have not repented. If you're going back to it, it is doubtful whether you repented first time. And anybody who keeps repenting going back, repenting, going back, repenting, going back, we should be able to tell you that you are on an express road to hellfire without any bus stop. Repent today, you go back tomorrow. Repent today, you go back to you tomorrow. I say you are playing God as it came. This is why many deliverances have not been effective. Not effective. We're in a church many years back. Before the mountain of fire started, a lot of things was wrong in that church. But we like praise worship. We like to dance. We like to do all kinds of things. We like to sing revival songs. We like to clap and shout. We clap our chairs and benches. And we just went on like that. And the enemy was dealing with people. One day, one woman came to that church. Her first time in the church. She's never been to our church before. She was at the back. We were rejoicing and shouting and doing all kinds of things. All of a sudden, there's a voice of prophecy at the back. Said, "Here the word of the Lord." Say, "My children, you are dancing, you are singing, you are jumping, you are doing crusades, you are doing revival, you are doing harvest, you are doing all kinds of things." Say, "But this is not what I'm asking you. I don't need all these things from you." Say, "To me, your offering is rubbish. Everything you are doing is rubbish. So I'm only asking you for one thing. Repentance. That woman shouted that repentance until she lost her voice." Was then some of us, our head came to our senses. We came to our senses. The same voice that was shouting to that woman many years ago. We're talking about early 70s. The same voice is shouting out. Instead of you wasting valuable time at deliverance ground, look at this area I'm pointing your attention to. Have you really, truly repented? Can everyone count your name as one of those who have truly repented? The Bible says, "Whosoever, anybody that covereth his sin shall not prosper." It's a curse. So, but whosoever confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. When we say confession, we mean to hold up. You reveal it. You expose it. You unfold it. You unmask it. You lay it bare. You let the cat out of the bag. You stop covering up. But if you don't do that, you have not started. Many engage in false repentance in our churches. And this is a serious matter. When a person is born, the person cries. That cry is a sign that a living life has come to the world. And everybody is happy that the newly born baby is crying. When a person dies too, when a person is born, the person cries, everybody is happy. When a person dies, people cry. But will that person be happy? This is the question to answer. Bow down your heads where you are. And talk to the Lord yourself. Whatsoever area in my life that the enemy is using as a ladder to climb in and out of my life at will and to do what he wants to do. Father,
Baba,
expose them today. Deliver me from this. I want to be free. You say, I don't know why. The enemy has refused to let me go. Rather, you should ask the question. Father, what is this in my life? That is magnetizing the enemy to me. What is it in my life? That is giving the enemy a foothold in my life. You keep complaining. This is attacking me. That is attacking me. This is attacking me. I've been attacked. The reason you have been attacked is because there is an attackable part of your life. The Bible says, touch not my anointed. Do my prophets no harm. But now they are harming the prophets. And they are touching the anointed. It is something that is inside. Is the enemy inside? Inviting the enemy outside. Talk to the Lord now. This is a very serious matter. Especially since we are still in January now. And we have the whole year ahead of us. You need to repent. Everything the Lord has been putting your attention to. You need to repent. From your lack of Bible reading. You need to repent. From your lack of quiet time. You need to repent. From your prayerlessness. You need to repent. From your heart of sin. You need to repent from that heart that God is saying, collect this. Collect that. You need to repent from your heart of malice and envy. You need to repent from your unbroken heart. You need to repent from your pride. You need to repent from your loose mouth. You need to repent from your life of alcohol and fornication. You need a complete change. Can you say this loud and clear? Every poison over my life,
Lord,
die in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and break the power of the poison. Every poison over my life, Masikataya Nikaya Busha. Jesus' name we pray. Anyone that has stolen glory from me, return them by fire. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.